Welcome to Grand Rapids Daily for Wednesday. Before we jump into our usual local news, we have an urgent severe weather alert to get to.
Yeah, this is a big one. The National Weather Service in Grand Rapids has issued a warning for rounds of strong to severe storms that are going to be rolling through the area starting tonight and lasting through Thursday night.
If you step outside right now, it's actually pretty calm. We're sitting at 68 degrees with clear skies. But don't let that fool you. The heat and humidity are going to build rapidly today, pushing temperatures up into the upper 80s, maybe even low 90s.
Right, and that high heat and humidity is basically storm fuel. Meteorologists are tracking high instability, what they call MU Cape, hitting between 2,000 and 4,000 joules per kilogram. That means the atmosphere is incredibly primed.
The primary threats we're looking at are strong, damaging outflows and heavy, heavy rainfall. We're looking at a 100% chance of rain starting around 3 a.m. Thursday, and it's going to be coming down hard.
Exactly. Because the most intense wave of these storms is forecast to hit during the overnight hours, it is absolutely critical that you have a way to receive emergency alerts that will wake you up. Make sure your phone's emergency alerts are toggled on, or keep a weather radio by your bed.
Flash flooding is a real concern with this much rain expected in a short window. If you live in a low-lying area or near streams that typically overflow, be prepared. And please, secure any loose outdoor furniture today before the winds pick up.
It's also worth noting that the severe threat lingers into Thursday day. Even by noon on Thursday, we're still looking at an 80% chance of rain with overcast clouds. So your morning commute tomorrow is likely going to be very messy.
Absolutely. Give yourself extra time Thursday morning and do not drive through flooded roadways. All right, on today's show, we're diving into the City Council's newly approved $10 million downtown green space project, and we'll look at some encouraging data out of Kent County regarding a 15% drop in homelessness.
So let's start right in the heart of the city. The Grand Rapids City Council just gave the green light to a massive new project, a $10 million investment to transform a couple of underutilized city-owned concrete lots into a sprawling urban green space.
This has been in the pipeline for a while, but getting the final vote is a huge milestone. The idea is to create a central hub, basically a downtown oasis that connects the business district more seamlessly with the riverfront areas we've talked about in previous episodes.
And it's not just about aesthetics. One of the main arguments the council made was about mitigating the urban heat island effect. Given the kind of heat we're experiencing today, with temps pushing 90, downtown Grand Rapids can get incredibly hot because of all the asphalt.
Exactly. The plan includes planting over 200 native trees and installing permeable walking paths that actually absorb rainwater. That's a big deal for our stormwater management system, especially with the kind of heavy rainfall we're expecting tonight.
It really is. The design also features a central plaza that can host farmers markets and local art installations. They're even talking about an interactive water feature that families can use during the summer months.
But of course, a $10 million price tag doesn't come without some pushback. There were a couple of council members who voted against it, arguing that those funds would be better spent on immediate infrastructure needs, like road repairs and filling potholes out in the neighborhoods.
Right, the classic debate. Do you invest in downtown amenities that attract businesses and tourists, or do you focus on the nuts and bolts of neighborhood infrastructure? One council member specifically pointed out that several intersections on the southeast side are in desperate need of repaving.
The city manager did clarify that about $4 million of this is coming from state environmental grants, so it's not entirely on the local taxpayers. And the Downtown Development Authority is chipping in another $2 million.
That definitely softens the blow. It means the city's general fund is only on the hook for about $4 million. When you break it down like that, the return on investment looks a lot better.
Plus, local business owners in the immediate vicinity are thrilled. Several restaurant owners spoke at the council meeting, saying that a dedicated green space will drive foot traffic and give downtown workers a place to eat lunch outside.
They're hoping to break ground next spring, so we'll be keeping an eye on the final design renderings when they drop later this year. It's going to be interesting to see how they integrate it with the broader riverfront master plan.
moving on to some really significant news out of Kent County. The latest annual point-in-time count has been released, and the county is reporting a 15% drop in homelessness compared to this time last year.
A 15% reduction is huge, especially when you look at national trends, where a lot of mid-sized cities are seeing those numbers go up. The county is attributing this drop directly to the Rapid Rehousing Initiative they rolled out about 18 months ago.
Yeah, that initiative basically flipped the traditional model. Instead of requiring individuals to meet a bunch of prerequisites, like sobriety or employment, before getting them into a unit, the housing first approach gets them under a roof immediately and then wraps supportive services around them.
And the data shows it's working. The report highlighted that out of the 400 individuals placed into permanent supportive housing through this program, over 85% have remained stably housed for at least a year. That retention rate is what's driving the overall numbers down.
It's a great success story. Local partners like Mel Trotter Ministries and Family Promise have been instrumental in this. They've shifted a lot of their resources from emergency overnight sheltering to long-term case management.
Exactly. Having a dedicated caseworker to help navigate job applications, healthcare, and lease agreements makes all the difference. But the organizers are also sounding a note of caution. The director of the Kent County Essential Needs Task Force pointed out that while the unhoused population is shrinking, the number of families on the brink of eviction is still dangerously high.
Right, the affordable housing shortage hasn't disappeared. Rents in Grand Rapids are still climbing, and inflation is squeezing household budgets.
So while the Rapid Rehousing Program is effectively pulling people out of homelessness, the pipeline of people falling into housing insecurity is still a major concern. That's why the county is pushing for more zoning reforms to increase the housing supply, something we've seen the city council debating heavily over the last few weeks. We need more middle housing, duplexes, townhomes, to give working families affordable options. There's also a push to expand eviction prevention programs. The county allocated some additional funds to provide emergency rental assistance, which acts as a stopgap for families who just need a month or two to get back on their feet. It's a multi-pronged approach, and it has to be. But for now, a 15% reduction in homelessness is a hard-won victory for the local outreach teams and social workers who are out there every day.
All right, let's pivot and hit a few more local stories real quick.
Sounds good. There's a lot happening around West Michigan today. Grand Rapids Public Schools has officially named Dr. Sarah Jenkins as the new superintendent, capping off a six-month national search.
She's coming in from a large district in Ohio and has a strong track record of improving middle school STEM programs.
That aligns perfectly with that $2 million grant GRPS just secured. She officially takes the helm on July 1st.
It'll be exciting to see her vision for the district moving forward.
Get your tasting glasses ready, because local breweries are officially gearing up for Grand Rapids Beer Month, starting next week.
With over 40 breweries participating and special collaborative releases planned, it's a huge economic driver for the city.
It really cements our Beer City USA title. I know Founders and Brewery Vivant have some exclusive taps planned.
I'm looking forward to trying some of the new sour ales hitting the menus. Commuters, take note. Construction has officially started on the new bus rapid transit line running down Division Avenue.
Expect some lane closures and delays over the next few months, especially near the southern suburbs. But once completed, this line promises to drastically cut commute times and provide much more reliable public transit. Just make sure to pack your patience if you drive Division regularly.
And finally, the Grand Rapids Art Museum announced they've secured an exclusive Van Gogh exhibit that will open this fall. It's going to feature several pieces that have never been shown in the Midwest before. It's a huge win for the local art scene to land an exhibit of this caliber.
That's going to do it for today's episode of Grand Rapids Daily. Thanks for tuning in. Please stay weather aware today. Keep those emergency alerts turned on for tonight's storms and stay safe. We'll be back tomorrow with more local news. Have a great day, Grand Rapids!